like the sign out front tells you, wise men still seek him. Wise men from the east came to Jerusalem saying, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? It is said that you and I are just like those wise men venturing all the way to Jerusalem seeking the king of the Jews. For as we flounder, as we try and try again to succeed in this life, and sometimes we hope for the life yet to come. Yes, times are changing. Fewer and fewer people seek him who saved them from their sins. Look around you, for I knew tonight few would attend to this feast of the Epiphany. And it is no different in whatever denomination you choose. Scripture has said King Herod, upon hearing of the birth of this new king, him who would come save his people from slavery, why, Herod shivered, as did all Jerusalem. For you see, times then had already begun to change from how God had intended the world to be. Full of love for your neighbor, taking care of all that God has given you, even the last thing on your mind is to pray for your enemies. How short is the memory of God's own children to the wrath of God already committed and yet the wrath to come. So it says tonight, it says, wise men went seeking Jesus. Wise. That's wise versus those not so wise. Maybe those who are even ignorant of what God had said and what God has promised since the very foundation of the world. That a Savior would come and rescue us. And so he has. How short the memory of those enslaved with sin. These wise men had known from studying the scriptures that in Bethlehem would be born a ruler of the likes the world had never known, and he would be a shepherd of God's people. He will lead all God's people into salvation, righteousness, and on into heaven. But again, as Holy Scripture proclaims, like what Herod had done, connivingly calling on those wise men and lying to them of his desire to find this new king, only to kill him who was sent from God. Herod wouldn't have very long to wait to fulfill his desire to see this Jesus crucified. But the wise men then heard, though, In a dream, they heard a warning that they should not return to Herod. Again, we see a proof, if you will, of the Lord speaking to mankind through any means necessary, he speaks. So to keep their faith in Jesus and to keep Herod from evidence that God has now fulfilled his desire to send the Lord Jesus, they departed in another direction to foil Herod's plot. Herod, he did the work of evil. Herod, he was like the devil in seeking anything contrary to the word of God. Isaiah then wrote to you as well, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Jesus. He is that light which has come and risen upon you. A light so bright to illumine your pathway through this life and on into the next. Yes, a long-lasting, true light to guide you. Jesus did not only come for Peter, John, Stephen, or the other 12 disciples. He has come for all mankind, and you are included in this mighty throng. But do you worship as he has taught you? Do you show humble gratitude for all that God has given you? Do you repent of your sins and turn to follow him? And do you really understand what was given you in your baptism? The psalmist sang a plea to the Lord that may Jesus judge your people with righteousness and your poor with justice. He said, may he have dominion from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. May all kings fall down before him and all nations serve him. But do you? Or do you serve your own interests first and give to the Lord then the remnant of your time, talents, and treasure? That's how it has changed the world more so in these days. You reach out with all your desires, save none are they the riches of the Lord. Yes, and in ancient times there was less distraction, less turmoil of life. Cancer wasn't a known disease. No automobile was necessary to travel, for the world was only known a short distance, and the living word of God was constantly being taught in the home as well as the church. And now there's a rush. Get my son confirmed so that he can join the rest of the family up here at the altar. Of this gospel of Jesus Christ, I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given me by the working of his power, not mine. To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to preach to you the unsearchable riches of Christ. It is in my preaching to you the confidence for your access and the faith given you by God, and the entrance of the Holy Spirit at your baptism. Christ has appeared to you as well. An epiphany. The very manifestation of Christ to you as was presented by the Magi. His mercies are of unsearchable riches. Jesus was sent to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God, who created all things so that through the church, the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to you. And that's what I proclaim to you. The wise men came to Jerusalem saying, where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. You too have seen this star. You too have witnessed the gathering of God's people to worship him. This light from the sky rains down, guiding you to Christ, a revealing of all he has come to do for you and for his church. The mysteries of God have now been revealed to you. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes for you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's suffering, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of sufferings are being experienced as by your brotherhood throughout the whole world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever.